AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Department of Homeland Security has launched an immigration crackdown in New Orleans. Jennifer King has the latest.
As an immigration sweep dubbed Catahoula Crunch is getting underway in New Orleans, Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino was seen meeting with colleagues in the parking lot of a Home Depot in Kenner, a heavily Hispanic suburb.
How long is this operation going to last, sir?
Homeland Security has said they will target immigrants who were released after arrests for violent crime. Agents slowly drove by gas stations and a Walmart, and reporters watched about a dozen surround a job site as two men working as roofers jumped in a vehicle and sped away. Immigration attorneys in the area say they've been inundated with calls, and some business owners say they will remain closed for now. Louisiana's Republican Governor Jeff Landry says he welcomes the crackdown, drawing praise from President Trump at Tuesday's cabinet meeting.
Governor Landry, great guy, great governor. He's asked for help in New Orleans.
A U.S. official says more than 200 agents are working the New Orleans operation with the aim to make as many arrests as possible over at least 60 days. Landry also told the Walton and Johnson radio show he expects National Guard members to arrive in New Orleans before Christmas to join in the effort. I'm Jennifer King.
Two people familiar with the matter tell AP the Pentagon knew there were survivors after an initial attack on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean in September, but U.S. forces still carried out a follow-up strike. Sources say the rationale was to sink the vessel. Meantime, the AP's learned the Pentagon's watchdog has found Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of the Signal messaging app put U.S. personnel and their mission at risk, a March strike against Houthi militants in Yemen. Ukraine and its European allies are accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts. This after 5 hours of talks with U.S. envoys yesterday produced no breakthrough. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The Dow gained more than 400 points, or 0.9%. The S&P up 0.3%, the Nasdaq 0.2%. And the Trump administration is proposing to cut vehicle mileage rules that limit air pollution. This is AP News. UPS being accused of putting profits over safety after last month's fiery crash of a cargo plane in Kentucky.
The lawyer who filed two wrongful death lawsuits alleges UPS kept flying an older aircraft without increasing maintenance beyond what's regularly scheduled. Attorney Bradley Cosgrove told reporters inspections should have found the cracks cited by federal investigators.
Those would have been longstanding defects that should have been found and fixed long before this aged aircraft was continued to be pressed to its max by UPS.
Last month's fiery crash happened during takeoff after the plane's left engine detached and cracks were later found where the engine connected to the wing. The lawsuits are on behalf of the families of Angela Anderson, who was shopping at a business by the airport, and Trinidad Trina Chavez, who is working at Grade A Auto Parts. Audio courtesy of WHAS 11 News. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.